This is GQDN for Thursday, October 12th, 2023. Brought to you by Audible. Get your free credit, audibletrial.com/GripQuest. By patreon.com/GripQuest, and by stackup.org. In today's news, which there's a lot, we have Earth Defense 6 coming to the U.S. We have a lot of beta news and a lot of Steam news. But today, we begin with Twitch. And according to Engadget.com, if you banned someone from Twitch, from your channel, they will no longer be able to see you. So, there was a feature that came out a while ago that did let creators block banned users from watching their streams. But before that, banned users could not participate in the chat room. But they could watch your stream still. But now they cannot. Banned users cannot watch your stream now. In fact, there is a saying called out of sight, out of mind. And that is indeed quite the thing. So something that was promised is now something that is in now. Now, the Forza community either hates motorsport or loves it. This story is brought to us by IGN.com, and there are quite a few people on both sides of the story. Of the game, which means a lot of people on X, you can see the videos talking about Forza Motorsports as a terrible game or one of the best games that they've put out. And there are a lot of Reddit users that ask if they're playing a different game from anyone else. Now, some of the people that's on the negative side did say that the campaign is a bit of a grind and leveling up the cars is a bad mechanic, so it doesn't make any sense. But there are other players that are saying that the Forza's touring car racing is a great thing, and some people have been praising the visuals, making it a, quote, beautiful showcase, unquote. And IGN did score Forza Motorsports at 8 out of 10, but apparently there is no middle ground in the game. Now, Dot Esports did say that Riot is teasing the new League of Legends boy band. So what are they doing? Well, Riot Games Music on X did say, quote, we're working on it, but what are they working on? Well, apparently they're working on some skins from the virtual music groups, and that would include KDA and maybe some other things, maybe some other bands that goes with that. Be something to keep an eye on. Oh, Dot Esports also did say that one of the WoW guilds did kill Kel'Thuzad on Classic Hardcore, but it did have a cost to it. Now, this is only a month after the release of the World of Warcraft Classic Hardcore, and one guild did beat Kel'Thuzad, which is the hardest boss in Nexramas, and so far one of the most challenging raids in Classic. The guild is called Frontier, and it did beat the boss yesterday, but they did lose a few members within the raid group, including the raid leader. So here's what Matt Morse did say on X, quote, after 7 very long hardcore weeks, our guild, Frontier, has taken down hardcore Kel'Thuzad. Huge shout out to everyone that made it possible, and RIP to those that fell along the way. But no matter what, Frontier did make history. So well done to them. Now, we get on to some other games, because PC Gamer did say that there's a new indie game that may combine Diablo and Escape from Tarkov in a PvE fantasy extraction RPG. And it's called Seekers of Skyvale. So back in February, LD Games did tease a new co-op RPG that was called back then Project Skies. But now it is called The Seekers of Skyvale, and it will blend the APRG mechanics with a mix of other influences like League of Legends and Escape from Tarkov. Now, here's what the CEO David Banks did tell PC Gamer. Quote, we playtested an early extraction prototype and never looked back. We couldn't even extract in that first playtest, and our team was still scream laughing and immediately wanted to run it back. That feeling is special, so we jumped in with both feet. Now, there are some classes that goes with it, including some characters like Zoraya, Kumu, Lily, and June. Now, if you want to see what they do, well, that's our paywall. So become a patron at patreon.com/groupquest and come to our Discord. Now, according to GameSpot.com, if you want an Xbox Series S, now might be the time to get one, because there is a starter bundle that would include 3 months of Game Pass Ultimate for $300. So the bundle does have a 512GB Xbox Series X, or Series S, my bad, not X, it's S, and 3 months of Game Pass Ultimate. And the new bundle will launch on October 31st through the Microsoft Store and retailers across the globe. So you can go check that out. Now, we haven't heard from these guys for a while. Blue News did say that there's quite a few games that's coming out soon. According to the Next Fest demos on Steam. Now, we'll get to Call of Duty here in a minute, but that's one of the games. The other ones are Gods of the Twilight, Lunar Lander Beyond, One Night, Burlesk, Pioneers of Pagona, and Warhammer Age of Sigmar, Realms of Ruin. Why do they have to make those words? They're hard. But we did speak about Call of Duty, and their Modern Warfare 3 beta weekend is coming. So now it'll be on Saturday. So I'm just going to give you what's recommended for the PC beta specifications. Okay? Now, you can get the beta from Steam or Battle.net. And the recommended specifications are your operating system, Windows 10 64-bit latest update, or Windows 11 64-bit latest update. You could have the CPU Intel Core i5-6600 or the AMD Ryzen 5-1600 at your CPU. RAM should be 16 gigabytes. Video card should be an NVIDIA GeForce GTX 1070 or the GeForce RTX 3050 or the AMD Radeon RX Vega. The video memory should be 6 gigabytes. The storage space should be an SSD with 65 gigabytes available space, 25 gigabytes with Call of Duty headquarters downloaded. The network should be broadband internet connection, and the sound card should be DirectX compatible. And recommended drivers will be NVIDIA 537.58, AMD 22.9.1. Now, Blue News also did say that, this is Eurogamer, my bad, that said that Pokemon could have 4-player parties. Now, Medros, I know you are interested in this, because now maybe you can have a party to go with. But because there was a teaser that was posted on the social media that did show 4 silhouettes on a walkway alongside some water. So, think you could play with your friends? We shall see. Now, GamesRadar.com did say that Marvel Spider-Man 2 will now team up with some popular people. Now, the artist fashion designer Calm Deline, known as Kid Super, did announce that he's working on some post-launch suits that'll be coming to the open world superhero romp. And he's working on the Miles End, which is the collaboration of Homecoming. But he's also recruiting some other people that is, quote, outside of the box to help out with crossover. In fact, Kid Super, what it did say on X, quote, "Ad super excited to be teaming up with PlayStation, Rinus Osway Rama, Minier, Landon Norris to bring you custom designed Spidey suits that will be available in Marvel Spider-Man 2 post-launch. A lot more to come, to stay tuned. Spider-Man 2 PS5, be greater together." So what and who is he talking about? Well, if you're going to play Spider-Man 2, you will find out. Now we get to a little bit of hardware, because Logitech, according to Engadget, will have an accessory kit for PlayStation 5, and it goes to their Access controller. So Logitech did team up with Sony to release an adaptive gaming kit for the controller. It will have 8 buttons and triggers that you can plug into the controller itself, and they will include 2 small and 2 large buttons with mechanical switches. Now, this is for the Access controller, not the DualSense controller, okay? Now, they are all configurable on the console to best to basically meet the player's needs. And the kit will be labeled the PlayStation 5 symbols. Now, the kit will be available in January and will cost $80. And Logitech did have released its version for the Xbox Adaptive Controller as well. So they want to help everybody, which is good. We will end today with GameSpot.com, and they're saying that Earth Defense Force 6 is finally coming west. Now, in this game, you have to try to save the Earth. Now, you will have multiple classes, which will be Air Raider, Fencer, Ranger, or Wing Driver. And they have to fight against the Primers, which are the hordes of many types of monsters. So you can go check out that game. Now, it's only going to be on PlayStation 5 and PC. Maybe they'll bring it on PlayStation 4, but I think it's just going to be PlayStation 5. And report did say PC as well, and that comes next spring. So about 6 months from now, roughly? Yeah. I don't know if we'll be there for it, but we are indeed Dawn Forge. This has been a Dawn Forge production 2023. All rights are reserved. Go play some games, people.